When it comes to hard work, there's one important rule. Pick the right tool for the right job. That's why Chevy offers a family of Silverado pickup trucks designed just for the job. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Good morning to you. It's Wendy Snyder in for Bob Surratt this morning. And in honor of Veterans Day, tomorrow, November 11th, we are going to talk about a wonderful organization, and if you don't know anything about it, you're about to find out. Honor Flight Chicago is an amazing thing, and on the line with us right now is one of the co-directors of Honor Flight Chicago, Doug Meffley. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning, Wendy.
And we have a volunteer that I know personally. Her name is Kathy Krankowski. Hi, Kathy.
Hey, Wendy. Hi, Doug.
And Dave, you know Doug too from Northwestern. This is a whole
group. Oh yeah, Doug.
Together.
Doug and I go back a long way. How you doing, Doug?
Go back a long way. I'm doing great, Dave. It's great to hear you.
Great to hear you.
All right. Veterans Day is tomorrow, and we need to honor veterans. I want listeners to find out a little bit more about Honor Flight Chicago. I want to share one story. My girlfriend Sue's dad went on an honor flight many years ago, and my boys and I went to Midway Airport to meet them on the return trip home. We made posters. I'm getting goosebumps talking about this. And it was amazing to watch these veterans come walking by, and we thanked them and we shook their hand, and they thanked us for coming. Like, what? You're the ones we need to thank. It was an amazing day. Kathy, you experience this on a volunteer basis. Can you tell us how you got started with Honor Flight Chicago?
Sure. Thanks, Wendy. I worked my entire career at Heinz VA Hospital, like 42 years.
Wow.
So serving vets has always been really important to me. I do a lot of volunteer work. I also volunteer with Girl Scouts, our local food pantry. Put a little plug for them. In 2012, I attended this huge rally at the National Mall. It was called Rock the Mall. It was celebrating the 100th anniversary of Girl Scouts. While I was there, I was playing tourist, walking around. I had never seen the World War II Memorial there. So I got there, and bam, really super, super emotional response. I realized there were a couple of other hubs, not Honor Flight Chicago, other parts of the country, I don't know who they were, but they were visiting the World War II Memorial, and it hit me that these vets were the same generation of young patients, youngish patients, who used to flirt and face us new young Heinz employees down the halls in the late 70s. And I was like, oh, wow, this is so cool. So, like, as soon as I returned home, I signed up to be a volunteer. It's been 11 years now. And it's been amazing. It's amazing. I just love it.
Well, I see a lot of your Facebook posts. You escorted some women were on one of the flights recently, some special women. That just happened. Was that earlier this year?
That was last year.
Oh, last year.
Doug?
Yeah, October 2021, we had that special all female flight.
Oh, 2 years. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that was very cool. I did not go on that flight, but that was very cool.
Well, I see your Facebook posts. And, Doug,
yeah.
I was reading this on honorflightchicago.org. Highlights from our 112th flight. I'm quoting, I started the day with a hole in my heart, and now it's halfway filled. Those words were spoken by a teary-eyed veteran as he deplaned from Honor Flight Chicago 112 last month and entered his welcome home parade so many decades in coming. And that was just such an honor to be at Midway Airport when Ed Mexto came home. And I have another girlfriend whose dad went on Honor Flight. I have a family member who doesn't want to go. We're trying to convince them. But tell us about Honor Flight Chicago and how it started, Doug. It's amazing.
It really is. So the Honor Flight movement in general started in Ohio back in 2005 because the World War II memorial wasn't completed until 2004. And at that point, we're 60 years beyond the end of World War II. And so our World War II veterans are well into their 80s, that with health concerns and fixed incomes and things like that, it was hard for them to get to that memorial. So this movement was born. And in 2008, one of our co-founders, Mary Pettinato, took her father on her own to the World War II memorial to see it. And just with serendipity, happened to bump into one of those early hubs, a lot like what Kathy's experience was. And she saw the emotion, saw the experience, and knew that, she had to come back to Chicago and make that happen here with us. So we began in 2008 and flew World War II veterans to their memorial exclusively until 2015. But the day quickly became much more about just seeing that memorial, and it became more about us as a public being able to express our gratitude one more time for these senior heroes. So we've kept going, and now on our flights, we've just completed our 15th year, and we fly. We still have some World War II veterans that we fly. We flew 8 last year, but we also fly Korean War veterans, and then the bulk of our flights are Vietnam War veterans, and all 3 generations fly together to our nation's capital to have what we call a day of honor and thanks and inspiration.
What a great organization. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back and find out how you can get a veteran on this flight. Perhaps you have a grandfather or any kind of family member. They should go. It is a long day, but we'll tell you how you can get involved. We've got Doug Meffley on the line, co-director of Honor Flight Chicago, and an Honor Flight Chicago volunteer for the past 11 years, Kathy Krankowski, will return and talk more. WGN. Hi there, it's Wendy Snyder in for Bob Surratt this morning, and in honor of Veterans Day, which is tomorrow, we are talking about Honor Flight Chicago. On the line with us this morning, co-director of Honor Flight Chicago, Doug Meffley, and a longtime volunteer, Kathy Krankowski. Both of you, I want to ask how you nominate someone. Is that the proper way to ask? Doug, how do you get someone on this flight?
Yeah, so all it takes, it's very simple. We have a short application on our website, but any veteran who served on active duty during a time of war, and we really, the years that we include are pretty wide. So if you served any time between 1941 and 1975, you're essentially eligible as long as you are on active duty. You fill out the short application on our website, and that gets you onto the list to fly with us. It's super simple. And we want to make sure that everyone knows, whether you served in combat or not, everyone was important to the war effort, and everyone deserves this trip and our gratitude.
And how much is this trip?
Trip is completely free for our veterans, 100% free. We're 100% donor funded, and that's another way that we make sure that we're giving our veterans the thanks that they deserve.
And who can escort the veteran? Is there? Can you bring someone with?
You can. So we reserve a certain number of seats on our plane for what we call a family guardian. So every veteran gets one of these guardians or companions for the day, and a lot of them live out in Washington, D.C., and help us along the route. They serve as tour guides, and whether it's someone that needs physical assistance or whether it's someone who can just go get the veteran an ice cream sandwich when he's hungry. But the family guardians, we do reserve a certain number of seats, and so you can bring along a son, daughter, grandchild, niece, nephew to be with you for the day and help out along the way.
All right. Kathy, you have volunteered, you said, for 11 years with Honor Flight Chicago?
Yes. Yes.
Can you think of some beautiful moments? I'm sure there are a million of them, but is there some touching moment that you recall, something that really touched your heart? I know, it's a tough question.
Well, I just have something related to what Doug said about anyone being eligible, whether it was combat duty or not. Once I was a guardian for a Korean War veteran who was a dentist. And that was really fun because it turns out he knew my dentist and so on. So we were chatting, and I was doing braces at the time. So he was proud of me for brushing my teeth. But what was cool was his job was to make the dentures for the officers. Oh. And I remember what he said. He says, a general with good fitting dentures is a happy general, and you want to keep your generals happy.
Oh, That's so awesome.
So every role is important. Everyone who plays a part in the big machine. So we welcome them all.
Yeah, that's incredible. Like I said, there's a family member who just doesn't want to go, and I'm not quite sure why. It is a long day, but if someone is worried about not being able to walk, you have people that can help them in a wheelchair, right, Doug?
We do. We have a wheelchair for every veteran, whether they need it or not. It's there just in case that they want to have it. And it is a long day, but I will tell you that one of my favorite things that happened in recent years, last year we had an 88-year-old Korean War veteran who came home from our day, and it starts before dawn at Midway, and we get back about 8:30 at night. He had his son with him on the trip, and they were leaving Midway well after 9 o'clock, and he insisted that they go right to the bar to have a beer. He wanted to have a beer with his son because his day wasn't over. He was that energized from everything that he just experienced. So I'm telling you that everyone can. We are well versed in taking care of our senior heroes. We've flown veterans as old as 104.
Wow.
And we fly veterans who are in their late 60s who served late during Vietnam. But it is a long day, but it's one that everyone can handle, and we're set up to help you through it.
Is there some way to honor a veteran who is no longer with us on Honor Flight Chicago?
There is. So Oh, yeah, Kathy, go ahead.
No, I was just going to mention a little personal note. I don't know if you remember this, Wendy, but your cousin Susie submitted to me a picture of her dad, your Uncle Selwyn.
Yes.
Who passed during the war. She had never met him. She submitted his picture, and he flew in our, take it away, Doug.
it's our flag box. Aww. So we carry a flag box that has photos of veterans who passed before they could have their honor flight. And it comes with us to every stop. We take pictures with it at every stop so that families can see their loved one having the full Honor Flight Chicago day in D.C.
That's beautiful. Thank you for your service, Uncle Selwyn. Yeah. All right. Well, Doug Mefley is the co-director of Honor Flight Chicago. Kathy Krankowski is this wonderful volunteer who's volunteered for the Girl Scouts and Honor Flight Chicago and a food pantry. You're making me look terrible, Kathy. would you like to promote the food pantry?
Well, actually, I would, but we're not talking about that right now. Veterans, come on, get some food. We have a brand new program for scouts and youth groups. I'm one of my positions with Honor Flight is the scout coordinator. My job is to bring scout troops and youth groups to come to Midway to join us at the welcome home. You can contact us through our website and we'll get you set up. They'll pass the word on to me. We have a brand new patch program that kids can earn to help learn about Honor Flight Chicago.
Nice.
And how they can help honor and thank our veterans. And we have Operation Education. You want to mention that, Doug?
We do. So we've expanded our outreach in schools where we get our veterans into schools, and we have a committee of educators and students who inform how we bring our mission of honor and gratitude into schools to speak to students. We call it connecting the youngest generation with the greatest generation and everyone in between to make sure that we're having an impact from early ages and not just with our veterans and in the communities.
Thank you both so much for what you're doing with Honor Flight Chicago. Kathy, keep up the great work. Kathy Krankowski and Doug Mefley. Doug, how do people find out more? What's a good website or phone number?
HonorFlightChicago.org has everything you need, including not only our veteran application, but our volunteer application and a link to donate to the mission as well. HonorFlightChicago.org.
Thank you so much for your hard work and effort. We appreciate it.
Thanks for thinking
of us,
Wendy.
Thank you so much, Wendy. And Dave, go Cats.
There you go.
Thank you so much, Doug Mefley and Kathy Krankowski.